He is one of the most dynamic Christian gospel artists. On the line with me, Israel Holton. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. First of all, I just want to say congratulations on your Grammy nomination for Best Gospel Album and Best Contemporary Christian Song.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah.
You know, every time I interview you, I say, you know what, it's not fair because I am Israel Holton biased, always have been.
Oh, thank you.
I absolutely love your music, and your new CD, you know, is the same, Jesus at the Center, and your single, It's Not Over, is trending number one on top of the Billboard chart, so I don't know. I can't say what's going on with you. It seems like a little bit of everything's going on. You're on the King's Men tour.
Yeah.
So just tell us a little bit. What's happening?
Well, it's been one of those banner years for sure. Just a lot of great things have happened. You know, we recorded our first live record in 5 years at the top of the year, and to see how it's connected this year and how the tours have gone and now the Grammy nods, all, you know, how the singles do and all that, it's just amazing. And you sort of, you know, December's always kind of a month of assessment, you know, and you just look back over the whole year and just go, man, God was really faithful. And I think there was something to be said for about a year and a half ago, sitting down, you know, with Aaron Lindsay and saying, let's do something, you know, significant. Let's do a record that is not just another record. You know, let's make it Jesus-centric. You know, let's really, really take the metaphors out of this thing and make sure people understand what we're talking about. I really feel like God has honored that from the beginning. So
is that where the title of the CD came from?
It did, yeah. That song really came out of that discussion, and that became pretty much the obvious theme for us for the record, that we wanted to do songs about Jesus.
Right. And you bring back your talented daughter, Mariah.
Yeah. That was fun for me and really special that, you know, she's always had a lot of great talent, but she's always been real kind of shy with it and nervous with it and that sort of thing. And she just, I don't know, her confidence changed this year. She just stepped up, and I'm really proud of her.
I wonder where she gets that from, huh, Dad? Hey, also, you have been given the title, the newest recording is also listed. You're listed in the Worship Leader's Top 15 Worship Albums as well.
Wow. That's cool, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, you're like on top of two different genres. You have the the Christian genre and the gospel genre. How do you feel about that, Israel?
Well, I feel like, honestly, I feel like I'm in step with things that I wrote down and made part of my vision, you know, 20 years ago. And just saying, you know, I want to do music that is encompassing, that brings people together. It doesn't divide people. It doesn't create more categories and more walls, but it takes down the walls and unites rather than divides. And so, you know, it's been a long road for sure. It's been a commitment, and that commitment's always been tested. And there have been people who haven't understood it, you know, and they're like, well, why won't you just do this, or why won't you just do that? And I'm like, because that's not who I am.
Exactly.
You know? And I think when we get to heaven, nobody's going to ask, what section would you prefer to be in? You want to be in the black section? You want to be in the white section? You know,
exactly.
It's like, it's all people coming together, so if we can model that on the earth as well, to some degree, I feel like it's God-honoring. So, I think, you know, the various things you've mentioned, and accolades and that sort of thing, are not things that I live for at all.
Right.
But I can tell you that when those happen, they are clear indicators that God is at work, because God could promote whatever he wants to promote. And multiply whatever he wants to multiply, and he can resist whatever he wants to resist as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I got to stick with what I know seems to be working.
To mention what you know, you oftentimes talk about your diverse upbringing and how that played into, you know, you being who you are in music.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I was a black kid in an all white family and pretty much all Hispanic church, you know, that was my community, you know, and so I found myself, you know, not really enjoying the diversity at the beginning.
Really?
But then looking back, realizing God was orchestrating that all along.
Exactly.
And and developing something in me, not only a sound, but a character, you know, an ability to relate to people all over the world.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
And so, yeah, and so I've seen that come into practice many, many times in 22 years of being in full-time ministry. Yeah.
So how's the King's Men tour going?
Well, it's been done for a while. We are rebooting it for the month of February.
Yeah, y'all got to reboot it because you never came here.
I know, and I know we want to come to the Carolinas for sure. So I know a lot of that's being worked on. We're going to do several international dates. We're going to do the Africa tour and a few dates in Europe.
Fantastic.
Canada, and then a few domestic dates. So
we'll
keep people posted on that.
To mention international, you're going to be a part of our first annual gospel getaway.
Yes, I am.
So you're going to the Atlantis Resorts with us on May 2nd through the 5th of next year.
I'm looking forward to that very much.
We're looking forward to it, too. We're glad to have you aboard, most definitely. Well, Israel, thank you once again. Congratulations on your Grammy nominations and all your wonderful accolades. And just continue to do what God has ordained you to do and blessing us with great music.
Yes, ma'am. You're the greatest. Thank you.
God bless you. Hey, Israel.
Bye.